Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Me'ilah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Let's talk a little bit about Achatas Ha'if. First comes the Malika, which is a special kind of shechting that the Kohen does with his fingernail. It's done for bird karbonos. He comes through the back of the bird's neck with his thumbnail. If this was done for chulin, it would be an avail. But for bird karbonos, it's the way it's supposed to be done. Then there's the hazah. The Kohen holds the bird's body and swings his arm up and down, and the blood sprays on the mizbech. It has to be like the lifeblood. And then there's a third part called mitzui. Mitzui means to squeeze. Here the Kohen presses the neck against the wall of the mizbech, basically squeezing out whatever blood is left, and that wall comes down to the side of the mizbech. Now I'm sure I don't have to remind you again, but what did we say about Kachay Kadashim? We said that there's mi'ila until after the zrikas hadam. But exactly when? When does the mi'ila go off? Zok the Mishnah. Once again, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Chatas ha'if mayalaba mishehugdasha. A bird chatas, as soon as you're magdash it, and someone uses it, he would be mayal behegdash. So basically, as the Batnura explains it, here comes the first level of kedusha. When someone says, this bird, I'm magdash it for my chiyuv to bring a chatas. Of course, he has a chiyuv, or she has a chiyuv, because you can't donate a chatas. Vaitra says a Mishnah, Nimlaka, at the point that the bird had its malika, hichshrali pasal betfulyan. So in a sense, it gets more kiddusha. As soon as I say this bird is for my chatas, it's already kachi kadashim, there's already mi'ila. But it's not on the level where it's so sensitive that if a tfulyam touches it, it would become tummy. But nimlaka after malika, now it has even more kiddusha. The more kiddusha, the more sensitive it is to tumma. And therefore the halachas get more strict, like the Mishnah is going to say. The Mishnah is going to give us three examples. First, huchshara lihi pasel betful yarn. It now is in a status where it's sensitive to become pasel to start with if a tful yarn touches it. What's a tful yarn? Really touch the words. I mean, someone who toiveled himself that day. Someone who's tummy and toiveled himself that day in a mikveh is not completely tar until the night sets. So if someone's tummy and he toiveled himself in the mikveh, and before he had hair of shemesh, before the night set, he would touch a chatas oif after malika, it would become pasul right there and then. Not only tful yayim, but also ubim mechusa kippurim. The Batrura points out, it would become pasul betful yayim. But if this touches something else, it won't be metama something else. But that's the din. Someone is tummy and he titles himself. If he touches chulin, it means nothing. Doesn't become tummy. If he touches truma, and hegdish, it becomes pasul. Also, what happens after malika? It would become pasul if it came into contact with a mechusa kippurim, ube mechusa kippurim. What's mechusa kippurim? Someone who's missing a kapara. And here we're talking about either a zav, a ziva, a metzaira, or a woman after childbirth. They all titled themselves, and nightfall did come. It was already night. They did have Erev Shemesh. But they still have to bring karbonos to complete their tahara. That's what it means, mechusar kippurim. They're missing their complete kapara. So even though two things already happened, they toiveled themselves, and the sun set. But they didn't bring their carbon yet. They're not allowed to eat, and they're not allowed to touch kodesh. And if they do, like in our case, the chatas oif after malika, it becomes pasul. Third thing, ubalina. Lina means to spend the night. What's a hotel called? A malone. Because you spend the night there. Possibilina means that the blood remained past the time that it was supposed to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach. It has to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach before night. If not, it becomes possible. Okay. So far we learned, step one. If I'm magdish mechatas oif, the one is mayal behegdish. Step two, after malika, it now is susceptible to become possible through a tful yayim, through a mechusa kippurim, or if night comes. Who's the Dhamma, says the Mishnah Baiter, after the bird's blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Then, Chayav Nulel Mishnah Pig on Isavatami. One could be Chayav Karis for the Asurim of Pigol, Nicer, or Tameh. If he eats Pigol, eats Nicer, or eats a carbon, while he's tameh. So just like we learned in the previous perek, that the hizav of the behema is koveya, sets into place the surim of pigel. So here too, if let's say during the malika, the kohen had in mind to eat the bread after the time when it was supposed to be eaten, the carbon is set to become pigel, but the pigel will only click into place, so to speak, after the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach. So if someone eats the meat of a carbon, the taka became pigel, is chayev karas. Or he eats it after the time that it was supposed to be eaten, that's the noiser. So in all these cases, pigel noiser, or for being tamei, he's only chayev after the spraying of the dam on the mizbeach. Because unless the avoiders are completed properly, there is no pigel. Vayter ve'ein ba mila. The other thing that happens after the Azaz Hadam is, mila goes off. Because now it's mutter for the kayin to eat it. It's no longer kachay Hashem. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, Perik Bey's Mishnah Aleph, that mi'ila starts with a chatas as soon as someone is magdish it. After the malika, three things now are negayin. Because it has more kedusha, it is sensitive to become pasal. It comes into contact with the Tvul Yayim and Mechusa Kippurim, or if night came and they didn't sprinkle the dam yet, after they spray the dam, now the Asurim of Pigel, Neisser, and Tameh are set into place, and Mi'ila goes off.